Hey, Check, where are we going?
We're going to the Priest and Seminarian game!
Every year, our diocese has a priest versus seminarian basketball game. And it's a great opportunity to come together as a diocese. It's also a great opportunity to encourage vocations. Now, I have friends that are priests and seminarians, but this year is extremely special because my friend Keenan is a first-year seminarian, and we brought a bunch of teenagers to root him on because he's also the seminarian for our parish.
Let's go, Keenan! Let's go, Keenan!
So one of the great blessings that I have, because I have a lot of friends that are seminarians, I have a lot of friends that are priests, I feel like I have an inside view into what the Holy Spirit is doing in the church. And the Holy Spirit is truly renewing the church. There are many good men who are completely surrendering their lives to fulfill God's will for their life, and they're willing to lay it all down. And so I get discouraged when I go online and I see people pointing out every single flaw in the church. And I know that there's a temptation to be negative and we have to vent, or we feel like we should vent, but that venting, especially on the internet, is just spreading more negativity. And I also have to be very careful about this. I also have that same human tendency to be negative. Before you post anything on the internet, we have to ask ourselves, am I contributing to darkness? If you want to make a difference, you've got to light a match. You've got to try to be inspirational. You got to try to be encouraging. That's the only thing that can help. It doesn't matter how great the darkness. If you can light a single match, that little light can be seen from very far away. Be encouraged. There's great vocations out there. Strive not to be negative. And what we need to do is say, hey, there are men giving their entire lives over for the church. What can we do to participate in that? What can we do to encourage that and to nourish that? As a father, as mothers, if you're watching this, what we have to do is foster this desire in a child's heart to discover what is their purpose. Why did God create me? What is the meaning of my life? When you pray as a family, you put God above all else, and then you instill this desire to discover this great mystery of my life. What does God want for me? Because that's the only thing that can provide happiness. So that. Also, if you're a young man and you're watching this, and you say to yourself, I wish my priest would offer more confession. I wish my priest would be so merciful to me. I'm struggling over here. You should say, is God allowing this so that I can see the need? Is He calling me to be the change? Is He calling me to be the priest that I wish that I had? Important question you have to ask yourself. And of course, discerning a vocation is very difficult. So what I encourage for anybody who's discerning a vocation, besides committing to the daily rosary, watch vocation videos. Listen to other people's journey, because you will find that there's something in everybody's testimony that resonates what you're going through. So for example, Keenan, he just gave a testimony of his vocation on a podcast called In the Pews. I'm going to link that. At the end of this video, I'll also put in the description, I'll put a little circle there for the In the Pews podcast so that you can hear his testimony, and maybe there'll be something in there that relates to you. The biggest issue that I find is that when people say, I want this in the church, I wish catechism was better, I wish CCE was better, and then they don't want to do anything to get involved to change that. And then their response is usually something like, I'm not qualified. Oh, I love people who are not qualified. I'm not qualified. The priests are not qualified. Nobody's qualified. I'm going to answer this in a moment, but I've got to get to work. We have a bazaar going on this very minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're going to come with me to the bazaar, and then we'll talk about not being qualified. Last night at the bazaar, I was exhausted. I've had a lot of long nights. And so I was sitting down. I was out. I apologize to my fellow volunteers. I was exhausted. I was like in another world. And then my friend Luis comes up. Great guy. Luis comes up full of energy, comes straight for me, doesn't greet anybody else, looks at me, grabs me by the shoulder. And this guy was electric. Looks at me in the eyes and says, "Gabe, I've been praying for the Holy Spirit all day long. I've been begging for the gift of prophecy. I've been begging for the gift of teaching. I've been begging for the gift of management. I've been praying and begging for the Holy Spirit." And hit like, I could literally, if you've ever seen dry ice, the mist just flows from it. I literally could see the Holy Spirit just oozing out of this man. And like, I had goosebumps as he was talking to me. So the Holy Spirit's just oozing from this guy. I can feel it. I start getting goosebumps. And he says, "Gabe, you're right. We have to beg for the Holy Spirit." And all of a sudden, I'm alive. I am awake. This guy was like a flame. And he set me on fire. He kept emphasizing, "You got to beg, you got to beg." I was like, "Yes, we have to beg for the Holy Spirit. I don't have the strength to work here tonight. I don't have the strength. I'm so tired. I can't be talking to all these people and making cotton candies. I don't have the strength. You don't have the strength. The Holy Spirit provides the strength. So when you say, "I'm not qualified to teach CCE," good. No, you're not. "I'm not qualified to become a priest." No, you're not. "I don't have the money to do this endeavor." No, you don't. But that's why God exists. God takes care of those things for you. If you've received the sacrament of confirmation, you receive the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the apostles received at Pentecost, but it's not in you. You have to beg for it. Without that, we won't be humble. If I don't have to beg God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to think that I'm special. And God wants us to know that, no, it's all Him. It's 100% Him. So I give you my word about this. God acts when you act. My friend Mother Angelica said that faith is having one foot on the ground, one foot in the air, and a queasy feeling in your stomach. The grace comes when you actually take the step. He's calling you to teach a class. You're not going to get the power of the Holy Spirit until you're actually in the class. St. Ignatius of Loyola says we have to pray as if it 100% depends on God. "God, I beg you for the grace to teach. I beg you to give me the right words." And you listen for them. But then he also said, when it's time to work, you work with every fiber of your being as if it all depended upon you. Now, I said that God gives you the grace to do what He needs you to do in the present moment. Not before, not after, but in the moment. When you need the funds, if you're doing God's will, He'll provide the funds. When you need to preach, if you're doing God's will, He'll give you the words to preach. Let me give you an example. I'm going to show you what I consider a little miracle of divine providence. We have a new priest here at my parish. Great priest. He's Colombian. Very holy man, very good. He wanted to have an epic procession for Our Lady of Sorrows on Good Friday. We don't have the money to make an epic procession, but because he's priest, you have great authority from God to ask him for things, to ask the parishioners to say, "I have a goal. This is my dream. My dream is to put something on that's so beautiful for the Virgin Mary that people will be talking about it, that you'll want to bring everybody to it." And so the people said, "What we don't have, we cannot give. But what we do have, we will give." And so people donated their time. People donated their skills. People got carpenters who were making all sorts of floats, making all sorts of beams, making canopies, made the most beautiful procession. We started with nothing. But one priest said, "This is what I want. This is what I desire. Who can help me?" So if you're a priest listening and you feel like God is calling for something, you need a renovation from your church, you need an altar rail, you want to start a perpetual adoration chapel, it's not going to happen until you take the first step. And the grace will come with each step, the money will come with each step, the tools will come with each step, the power of the Holy Spirit will come with each step. So to end this, I'm going to show you a procession that we had at my church on Good Friday. So I want you to watch this. See the thousands of people who showed up, who would not have shown up unless there was faith and people willing to get involved.